It's just about time for summer's busy travel season. And if you're looking for an adventure and a good bowl of ramen, food and travel writer Laura Hayes has some tips. The Dining Biz Now editor recently got back from a trip to Japan, and she's here to share some of the highlights. If you're interested in going to Japan first things first, plan to take 10 days at minimum, and if you can swing it, 2 weeks.
If you're going to pony up and do that 14-hour, $1,000 flight, I really would wait until you're at a point in your work schedule where you can do a full 2 weeks.
And if you don't speak Japanese, plan on being a little challenged.
Everything is an adventure. Just getting from point A to point B is part of the experience.
After acclimating in Tokyo for a few days, Hayes recommends visiting some of the nearby cities, such as Kyoto.
Kyoto is kind of the cultural heart of Japan, and that's where you go if you want to kind of walk down side alleys lit by lanterns, maybe get a glimpse of an actual geisha.
And food lovers definitely shouldn't miss a trip to Osaka.
Osaka is kind of Tokyo's dirtier, grittier little brother. Osaka is kind of a food city that comes to life at night. It has this vibrant Dotonbori district where you'll find all of the street vendors serving up takoyaki, serving okonomiyaki.
And you'll also find plenty of karaoke. One other must-do city is Haikon. The peaceful town, which is about an hour outside of Tokyo, is known for its natural springs and spas.
Bathing is such an important part of Japanese culture. Going through this ritual of getting cleaned up and then entering these beautiful hot springs. Some are indoors, some are outdoors. The outdoors ones are spectacular. And there's even places where you might see these like snow monkeys that'll come and like dip their toes in the hot spring while you're just chilling.
But perhaps one of the best things about Japan is the food. He says to open your mind beyond just sushi. There's so much more to Japanese cuisine, from the whiskey to the noodles.
That's really important that you try every family of Japanese food there is while you're there. It's easy because a lot of restaurants just specialize in one thing. So there'll be a ramen restaurant, there'll be a yakitori restaurant, there'll be like a curry katsu restaurant. So it makes it easy to kind of go down and check a list off of everything you want to try.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.